You know those doorbuster sales after Thanksgiving? They're nothing compared to the online buying that happened in China today. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and the economy. Online and other retailers in China have figured out a way to spark an avalanche of online commerce in a single day. Look at today's date. It's the 11th day of the 11th month, 1111. All those single digits now add up to what's called Singles Day, to celebrate being single in China, the way we celebrate mothers on Mother's Day. It's believed that college students first created Singles Day at the dawn of the internet era, but now Chinese businesses are all in. Today's become the big day to shop online. Beijing-based Jeff Walters is partner and managing director at the Boston Consulting Group. Mr. Walters, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we have here? A traditional holiday that has somehow evolved into an extravaganza of consumption?
Well, by the long history of China, I wouldn't call it traditional. What we hear is that the idea of Singles Day first came about in the 90s, although maybe a little earlier. So it really became a commercial holiday, really being pushed by Alibaba only a few years ago and starting in 2009.
It's quite extraordinary. I was just looking at one number that Alibaba said today, that Tmall did $1.63 billion in sales in the first 38 minutes of Singles Day. I mean, people really flock to this.
Yes. I mean, first off, it points out that Alibaba and their sites, Tmall and Taobao, they do have about an 80% share of e-commerce sales in China. Now, $1.63 billion, still a pretty significant number. It made me get out the calculator and figure out, okay, that's $715,000 a second. And I thought, well, how does that compare to Walmart, for example? Walmart globally, last year, $15,000 of sales per second, right? So almost 50x what Walmart normally does.
And Jeff, whenever dealing with a very large number, we like to compare this to GDP. You're doing that as well?
That's right. So U.S. GDP, $17 trillion. That works out to $540,000 per second, which is still less than the $715,000 per second that Alibaba was selling through Tmall in the first 38 minutes of Singles Day.
I mean, it shows you the scale of the burgeoning Chinese middle class here. It's not just Alibaba. Are Western companies, for instance, Amazon, do they make some money on a day like today?
I mean, they do participate, but I think what has been incredible about Alibaba and its sites in China is really the dominant share that it has. You know, over 80% share of transactions, both, you know, through PCs and also through mobile devices. Amazon is present, you know, sort of the biggest foreign online player here, yet they have more of a single-digit share of e-commerce in China, so much, much smaller.
Jeff Walters at the Boston Consulting Group. He's based in Beijing. Mr. Walters, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Another key story we're following today out of China, American and Chinese negotiators have agreed to drop import duties on a variety of higher tech products. Semiconductors, medical devices, and other tech devices are covered, representing maybe $1 trillion in trade. A U.S.-made GPS navigation device can have an 8% tariff. A fancy U.S.-made microchip can face a duty of 25%. President Obama announced the deal last night after what are described as marathon negotiations. The World Trade Organization in Geneva still has to ratify this. Now let's check the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.1%, not quite. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. U.S. military veterans who served since September 11th have a harder time finding work than the general population. 7.2% are officially unemployed, compared to 5.8% for non-veterans. On this Veterans Day, let's get a look at just one program that tries to help veterans with not just jobs, but good career positions. Joining us from KQED in San Francisco is Eric Wong. He's 32 and a former captain in the Air Force. He was in the first class to get an MBV from the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business, Master of Business for Veterans, MBV. Eric Wong, good to meet you.
Hey, good morning.
You were in the first class to try this degree program at the USC Business School. Who was in that first class? All former officers?
Interestingly, they really recruited a whole diverse pool of students. We ranged in ranks between privates and retired lieutenant colonels from the Army, Navy, Marines to the Air Force were there. Very different backgrounds, but we learned a lot from each other over the course of a year.
Now, I know you would have adored every single one of your courses and all of your professors, but is there one particular class that you really appreciated or really liked?
They were all very valuable, but if you were to make me pick one, I would have to say my leadership class.
It's so interesting that you chose that, because it's the one thing I would have thought in the Air Force that you would have had the most skills in is thinking about leadership, but apparently there was still more to learn.
Yes, I was a leader in the military, and I think I did okay, but at the same time, I think there's a lot more to it. Leading in the civilian world is, I'd have to be a little bit more delicate because the rules are not as laid out. The military institutions have been around for a couple hundred years, so they've done a pretty good job organizing and really learning how to train people and organize and put people in the right places. In the civilian world, it's maybe not as structured, and so dealing with that ambiguity is part of the challenges of my daily life now.
So you got your master's in business. Mr. Wong, did it work? Did you get a job?
In fact, I did. I work for Concentra. Concentra is a urgent care healthcare clinic. I lead 30 people, including doctors, physical therapists, medical assistants, nurses, manage the flow, the tempo of the clinic. I really enjoy being in a clinic, working with people, leading people, and engaging with our clients and patients.
Speaking from KQED in San Francisco, Eric Wong was a captain in the U.S. Air Force and then got his Master's of Business for Veterans from the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business. Mr. Wong, thank you.
Thank you.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.